This is Sterling BF from KBOC calling from Maestro Munoz.
Hey, Sterling, how are you?
I'm well, Tito. How are you?
Very good. Nice to hear from you.
I had such a great time talking with you. I guess it was last season, right?
It was last season when I was there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I want to ask you how you're feeling. You know, this is a change for you. You've been in France more recently and guest conducting around the world and now music director of our Phoenix Symphony.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm super excited, as you can imagine. It's a big step. It's the first music directorship of an American orchestra and a prominent one at that. The Phoenix Symphony does have quite a good reputation all around the country, and it's very exciting for me. You know, and the both weeks that I've been to Phoenix to work with the orchestra and to, you know, see the city and get to know the people, it's just given me more and more of a desire to be there and take the position. I think I'm sure the committee and the musicians probably could tell that I was very interested in the job and really was excited to start. So I got to tell you, I'm ecstatic.
When you've been here these last two times, you've kind of taken the orchestra out for a test drive with Stravinsky, Shostakovich, Ravel, Barber, and then more romantic, Robert Schumann. Give me your sense of where the orchestra is as you take over the reins.
It's at a very high level. I mean, you hear them, and they're there, and it's just a matter of just continuing that. I mean, there's always improvements to make, no matter where you are, whether you're in Berlin, whether you're in Cleveland, whether you're in Phoenix or anywhere. For me, it's just it's a matter of bringing in the things that I sort of take personal interest in. The kind of music, which is actually for me quite varied. I feel that I'm quite a bit versatile as far as the styles of music that I bring to the table. And of course, you know, for me, the meat and potatoes, the Mozart, the Schubert, the Beethoven, the early Beethoven, you know, which sort of gives the orchestra really good grounding in orchestral playing. For me in particular, I've noticed in the past, at least in the past 5 years of programs that I've seen, hasn't been done as much. And I'd like to explore that a little bit just to sort of give the orchestra some of that really, really nuanced, stylistic music that requires a lot of that concentration.
Recently, you've been in France. You've also been on the staff with Cincinnati and Cleveland. Are you going to be in Phoenix exclusively?
I'll still be guest conducting. And that's just sort of part of the career. And I think it's important also, not only for me personally, but I think for the orchestra as well, because to have somebody out there representing Phoenix to all over the world, I think it can only do good things for the city and for the orchestra. So that won't change. I mean, I will still have an active guest conducting calendar. But as far as music directorships here in the States, yes, Phoenix will be my only music directorship.
When you come out here to the Phoenix Symphony in the Southwest, where our border on the South is with Mexico, and your name is Tito Munoz, I don't mean to be in glittering generalities of racism or anything like that, but it just, it's pretty cool.
Sure.
Yeah. Has that occurred to you?
I mean, I have to say, it doesn't really to me, not only because, you know, I'm me, and it's sort of like I have a lot of female conductor friends that always joke about, you know, what does it feel like to be a woman conductor? And, well, I don't know. It feels like I'm a conductor, you know, that kind of thing. And so I think for me, it's the same thing. I mean, I have a Hispanic background. I'm American. You know, I was born in New York. But I do speak Spanish fluently, and that's something that I know will be really of great help to the vision and to the priorities and goals of the orchestra and myself to reach out to the community as far reaching as we possibly can. And knowing, of course, that Arizona is so close to the border of Mexico and that there is a big Hispanic community in Phoenix, that, of course, I mean, it's always an exciting thing to be able to bring this kind of music closer to people that may not have it. But that isn't to say that Mexicans don't know classical music or Hispanics in general, because there are a lot of great orchestras in Mexico even. But in any case, I do look forward to reaching out to the Hispanic community when I do get out to Phoenix.
Again, congratulations. Thanks for this time, and I'll send you on to the next person I'm sure wants to talk to you, Tito. Thanks so much, Maestro Munoz.
Thank you, Sterling. Take care.